Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 11. We'll read from verse 1 through 9. Genesis 11, verse 1 through 9. Now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. It came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." They used brick for stone and they used tar for mortar. They said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven. And let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language, and this is what they began to do. And now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this morning. We just come before you. We want to meet with you. We want to hear from you. We want to worship you, and we want to pray. So, Holy Spirit, thank you for this time to just come and give our day to you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so familiar story of the Tower of Babel, and it illustrates mankind's rebellion against God. The flood had not changed the heart of human beings, right? They're still walking in rebellion. They're still walking in selfishness and self-centeredness. At this point, they're all speaking one language, and they decide to stay together and to build this tower, right? If you look at verse 4, it illustrates some of what is going on in their hearts. It says in verse 4, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city." So right there, you see they want to build something for themselves. They're not building it for God. They're building it for themselves. It's a selfish, self-centered motivation. A tower whose top will reach into heaven. And there we see this kind of prideful desire to reach into the things of heaven, to become like God. That was the temptation in Genesis chapter 3, right? When the first time they rebel against God is the serpent comes and says, "Hey, if you eat this, you will become like God. Your eyes will be open." And that's the temptation. They say, "Man, I want to become like God." You know, there's a desire for them to want to become independent, to want to become like God. And let us make for ourselves a name. So again, we see this pride, right? They want to make for themselves a name. They want to do something for themselves, to kind of lift themselves up, to build something for their own, pride, for their own glory. "Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." And what is implied there is if they are scattered abroad, they won't have security. They will be in danger. They won't have this kind of power if they stay together that they would have if they stayed together. So, being scattered was actually, that was God's desire. It seems to have been God's desire, right? When after the flood, God says specifically to the people, he says, I want you to multiply and fill the earth. As in, go all around the earth and fill the earth, spread out across the whole earth. But instead, they want to stay together because they want to self-preserve their own lives, and they want to be strong, and they want to make sure that they can be as powerful as they can be and as secure as they can be. So we can note in these words a hint of pride. They want to become like God. They want to reach into heaven. There is rebellion. There is seeking for this independence and self-preservation. And a Jewish commentary actually suggests that this building of this tall tower is a direct defense against maybe another flood, right? Because they had just come out of this flood, and so what do they want to do to make sure that nothing like that will happen again? They build as tall a tower as they can, so that they can ensure by their own strength that they will preserve their own lives. So. The story continues. God sees the rebellion of man, the heart of man, and he comes down and he basically crushes it, right? He crushes their plans. He scatters the people, which is what he wanted in the first place. But this story is merely a foreshadowing of what's to come, because throughout the scriptures, this is what we see. The rebellion of man. They want to do something for themselves. Not only the story of Israel, but we see glimpses of the stories of other nations around Israel, and they all have this as their goal, right? They want to self-preserve. They want to make a name for themselves. They want to bring glory to their own name. They want to be like God, and so this is what we see throughout the scriptures until Christ comes and he changes our hearts. So, from this story, I just have two reflections I want to share with you. Number one, God has an opinion that is different from mine. God has an opinion that is different from mine. I read this story to Joel yesterday. So we're very jet-lagged. We just came back from New York, and so he had a long nap. We had to wake him up. Force him to wake up, because if we didn't, he would have slept for until, I don't know, midnight, you know, and then he would have been up the whole night. So we woke him up around 6 yesterday in the evening, because, you know, he had been sleeping for 3 hours already, and he was really, really bothered and really unhappy. And then I just read him a bunch of stories, and then I picked a picture Bible, a beautiful picture Bible. And I began reading the Bible to him. We started from creation, read all the way, I forget, read a lot. But this was part of the story, and I felt like God was speaking to me as I was reading this story. So there's this beautiful picture Bible, and we get to this story of the Tower of Babel, and there is a beautiful picture of this tower that is being built. And my initial reaction was, wow, this tower looks amazing, right? Man, this tower is beautiful. It's awesome. It looks majestic. And I think if I were there at that time and I begin to see the people that I'm with, they're like, let's build this tower. It's going to be amazing. I think I would have said the same thing. I think I would have said, oh, yeah, what a great idea. You know, this tower is going to be majestic. It's going to be beautiful, it's going to be powerful, and it's going to be glorious. And I think I would have had the same opinion. Man thought that this was an awesome and majestic tower, right? Man, as they're building this, I mean, I'm reading into the story, right? I'm assuming this based on a picture Bible that I read. But I'm assuming this would have been the case. They're building this beautiful tower, and it looks majestic, and it's tall, and it's powerful. And they're probably thinking to themselves, wow, this is really awesome. Wow, we're going to do this thing. This is going to be powerful. And God looks down and says, I don't like it. Right? God looks down and says, I don't like it. Have you guys been to I don't even know where it is. Machu Picchu? Is that, what country is that in? Peru? Is that Peru? Yeah? So, you've heard of Machu Picchu. It's basically the Tower of Babel, I think. This triangular tower that is very, very tall, right? And it's meant to kind of be awesome and glorious and majestic. And I remember before Mon and I had kids, I had 6 weeks off, actually, as my sabbatical. And we were planning a trip. We were either going to go to South America because we wanted to see Machu Picchu, or we were going to go to Europe. And we ended up going to Europe. And but why did I want to go see the Machu Picchu? Because I thought, man, this is glorious. Look at this building, you know, this temple that they built. How did they do it all those years ago? And you just want to see it, and you want to marvel at the glory of mankind. But what if God's sentiment would have been the same for this building? What if God's looking at Machu Picchu and thinking, the pride of man, the rebellion of man, I don't like it. You know, I've been to Angkor Wat in Siem Reap, and it's similar, right? It's this glorious, majestic temple, and they're dedicating it to their God. What if God is looking down on it with the same sentiment and saying, I don't like it. Yeah, it's impressive to you, but I don't like it. You know, R.T. Kendall, when he was here, he said this. I don't know if you remember, but he said this. God has an opinion about everything. God has an opinion about everything. And so our job is to find out what is his opinion and align to that, right? Instead of having our own opinion and forming our own opinion, I think he says something like wisdom. True wisdom is basically finding out what is God's opinion on a matter and then basically aligning ourselves to it. So that was my first reflection. And the second reflection, I guess, comes from that. But number two is, what are you building with your life? What are you building with your life? Are you building a Tower of Babel with your life? Seeking to make a name for yourself, seeking this self-preservation, and I want to make sure that I'm secure, and I want to make sure that I make a name for myself. I want to make sure that I do something glorious, and I do something impressive. At least a few instances where the building metaphor is used to talk about our lives, right? Jesus uses it when he, right at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, he says, someone that listens to my words and obeys it is like a man who builds a house on a rock, a foundation of rock, and the foolish man building on sand. So, he's not just talking about a house, he's talking about your life, right? So that's a metaphor that he uses. Paul uses a building metaphor in 1 Corinthians 3 to talk about kind of how we live our lives. So I want to use that metaphor. That was kind of the reflection that I had as I was reading this story. Are you confident? Are you confident that what you are building with your life has God's approval on it? You know, are we confident? What if we build this beautiful thing and it's impressive, but God says, I don't like it? That would be sad. At the end of everything that we're doing, God looks down and says, I don't like it. Are we building a name for ourselves? You know, the way that God works throughout the scriptures is he is the one that gives us a new name, right? He is the one that gives us a name, right? He does that to Simon Peter. He does that, you know, to Abraham, Sarai, Sarah. Oh, so many times, God is the one that gives a name to us. I think we're meant to receive the name that he has for us instead of seeking to build and make for ourselves our own name. This seems to be the way of God. A way of a follower of God is we trust God to give us a name that he has determined for us instead of seeking to make for ourselves our own name, fighting to make a name for ourselves. So, what is impressive to man may not be impressive to God. That's very, I wrote it down, but I thought it was pretty profound. Because I think I'm so easily impressed with the achievements of man. or women, right? Achievements of human beings. I'm so easily impressed. And I look at their pedigree and I go, wow, this guy is impressive. Just look at what all the things that he has done, all the things that she has achieved. And I'm impressed. But what if God is sitting there going, oh, I don't like it. I don't really like this tower that he or she has built for himself or herself. So I think we should check with God periodically. We should regularly check with God. God, am I building something that has your approval on it? Yeah. The idea in Scripture is not one of passivity either. You know, we're not meant to just passively, okay, God's the one that gives us a name, so I'm just going to go with the flow. No ambition, not doing anything, whatever, and then, oh, God will give me a name. I think the idea in Scripture is, no, we're meant to build something for him, but it needs to be something that is pleasing to him instead of something that is for my own glory, for my own name, for my own for myself. So, simple idea, but I think we can just go before God with these two ideas. Number one, God has an opinion about everything, and it's different from ours. So we need to really go to God and say, God, you know, what is your opinion on these different things? But second point is, let's look at our lives and the thing that we're building with this life that we have been given. Is that thing that we're building, is God happy with that? Okay, so let's go before God. I think Pastor Andrew, are you leading us? Or Janella? Janella is leading us today. Sorry. Okay, so Janella is going to lead us in a song. Let's just go before God and spend some time with him. I'll pray for us. Come, Holy Spirit, help us, God, to surrender joyfully, you know, to submit joyfully our lives to you. Yeah, and I felt like this was an important reminder, which is the name that God gives us is a good name, right? The name that God gives you will be a good name. If you trust God and stop building for yourself and making for yourself your own name, it doesn't mean that the name that you're given is going to be a lame, you know, weak, an undesirable name, right? The name that God gives you will be glorious, will be truly glorious and truly good and truly satisfying to you. And that is the issue of, can I trust that God is good and that he will take care of me and he's going to give me a great name if I can surrender this tower that I'm building? And if I can surrender this tower and trust that God will give me a name that is going to be awesome. It's going to be truly awesome and truly good. And so, yeah. Hananim, Father, I pray that you will help us. Help us, God, to trust you. No, it's not easy. God, it's not easy. God, we're so used to the worldly ways of looking at things. And I'm so easily impressed with man's achievements, God. But Lord, I pray that you would help me to change my perspective and to get your opinion on this matter. And help us, God, to trust that the name that you give us will be an amazing name, God. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray together. Yeah, Father God, thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the song. God, help us to really enthrone you in our hearts, God, and make you our King. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you, God. Move in our hearts, God. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray together. Community prayer focus. Let's pray for those that are battling cancer and going through chemo or radiation therapy or going through surgery. Let's just pray that God would release healing for our friends. Let's pray for strength for our friends. And let's pray that they will be able to experience the touch of God in this time. Let's pray. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those that are battling various kinds of illnesses. Let's pray for healing. And also they are in need of salvation. So let's pray that that their hearts would be opened, their eyes would be opened to see God and see Jesus and to surrender their lives to Him. Let's pray. Let's go to the third slide. Let's pray for various infirmities that our church members are going through. Let's pray for healing and strength. Let's pray that they won't be discouraged. And just pray that the power of God will be released on them. Let's go to the fourth slide. Let's pray for those of us that are looking for a job. Let's just pray for God's provision for them and guidance and direction, and that God would lead them to the perfect job for them. Let's pray for favor. Let's pray that they will not be discouraged and that they'll be able to continue to seek for God's help and God's guidance. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for our city. Let's just pray for God's grace, mercy on this land. Let's pray for the government, for all our leaders. Let's pray for God's protection for them, that they will be able to lead well. And let's pray for all these different ministries that's listed here. Let's pray for God's provision and anointing upon each of these ministries. Let's pray. Let's pray for our staff. If you can pray for P. Sam, please. He's not feeling well today. That's why he can't be here this morning. So please pray for healing. I'm not sure what it is exactly. So let's pray for him. And just pray for the rest of the staff, for us to work well together, to be anointed, to be united, and to work hard. So yeah, please pray for the staff. Let's pray. Let's pray for our hospitality teams, welcoming and barista. Let's pray for Piandra and Ash as they lead these ministries. Let's pray for the right people to serve in these teams, and that through this ministry, that the people that come to our church would really sense the acceptance and the love and this belonging that they can have in God and in God's family. So let's pray for this ministry. Let's pray for the worship team, the sound team, and the AV team, that they will work well together as a whole, and that we would really be able to worship God, that God would be honored through these ministries, and that the church would be able to worship God through the help of these ministries. Let's just pray for God's anointing and power over these teams. Let's pray for the house churches meeting today. First Street, Fontana, Garden, Hopewell, Kowloon, Lido, OPR, and Soho. Let's pray for really wonderful times of meeting and sharing. Some of the house churches are probably doing their Thanksgiving this week, so let's pray for a really nice time of sharing and a time of real fellowship and love. So let's pray for the house church. Thank you, Father. We come before you. We just want to continue to seek your face. We want to continue to live this life with you, live this day with you, God. So help us to just connect with you throughout the day. And thank you that we can come in the morning and really start the day off right, God. Thank you. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. And I bless each person that is here, God. Be with them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.